I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
This episode of Musikalikot is powered by PLDT Home. Experience the best that a digital lifestyle has to offer with the Philippines' fastest broadband.
Ito na! This the season na! Kumakalampag na ang mga kampana ng simbahan. Naaamoy ko na yung hamon at saka yung bibingka. At syempre, naririnig ko na ang boses ng paborito nating musikero na parabang buhay na buhay kapag Pasko. Walang iba kundi si Jose Marichan.
Celebrating the Yuletide season, always lights up our lives.
Pero teka, why do we associate him with Christmas so much? At bakit naging staple na ng Paskong Pinoy ang mga kanta niya? Sasagutin natin ang mga yan sa episode na to. Ako si Macy Hoven, Puma Podcast. At ito ang Musikalikot, kung saan natin kinakalkal ang malikot na kasaysayan ng ating musika. Alam na alam natin ang mga kanta ni Jose Marichan. Sabihin ko pa lang, Whenever I See Girls and Boys, di ba alam nyo agad title? Pero bago nagkaroon ng Jose Marichan, marami munang pinagdaanan ang Christmas music sa Pinas. And for that, babalik tayo sa panahon ng mga Kastila. Let's hear it from Krina Kayabyab, a musician and music educator at the University of the Philippines College of Music.
When the Spaniards came in the 1500s, the Catholic tradition of celebrating Christmas came along with them. The Christmas song tradition was, of course, heard in the liturgical ceremonies. The most popular genre is the villancico, which was actually not initially a Christmas carol or a Christmas song. It's a song genre for different feast day celebrations, such as yung mga Ascension, yung Epiphany, and kasama dun yung Christmas. Pero later on na lang, in the late 19th century, nung mas naging popular na ginagamit yung villancico during the Christmas celebrations, saka siya lumaganap more as a Christmas song or a kind of genre that's often used popularly outside the liturgical practices of the Catholic Church.
This is Pastores Abelén, a lively villancico song about the pastol or the shepherds going to see the baby Jesus. Spanish ang lyrics nito at hanggang ngayon, kinakanta at sinasayaw pa rin sa Pilipinas.
If we're going to describe kung ano yung nagiging structure niya and form, if you're familiar with the kundiman na meron siyang major and minor relationship mode na it starts off first with a minor mode and then later on it goes on to its relative major mode. So ganun din yung naging harmonic form ng mga villancico. Pag major mode, it makes you feel more light or upbeat or happy. And then the minor mode has a darker, dimmer effect.
To illustrate this, here's a sample. That's the major mode, while this yan ang minor mode. Ngayon, sakto noong 1930s, isinulat ang Pasko ay Sumapit, na isa sa mga kilala nating traditional Filipino Christmas songs.
It's believed to be originally written in Cebu by Vicente Ruby and Mariano Vestil. Pero hindi siya originally, you know, a Christmas carol. It was part of a play. And then later on, na haango ito at ginamit ito ni Josefino Senizal na parang marching song siya sa isang pelikula in 1938. Tapos nun, later on in the 1950s, nilagyan ito ng Tagalog lyrics ni Levi Celerio at siya ang naging kilalang Ang Pasko ay Sumapit. 1940s, you have Payapang Daidig. Ang gabi, payapang na daidaimig. It was usually compared as the Tagalog version of Silent Night. And then later on in the 1960s, mas dumami pa yung mga kanta ni na Felipe de Leon. Yung tambalan nila ni Levi Celerio, yung Pasko na naman, and then yung Noche Buena, and then meron din yung kanta ni Serapio Ramos, yung Himig ng Pasko. Usually, hindi natin maalala yung title, but in the melodic line, for example, malamig ang simoy ng hangin.
In the 70s, combining English and Filipino lyrics became a widespread practice. And so, the first Taglish Christmas song was born.
There's one, I think it's from Davao, composed by Hermie Uy and Fe Ayala. Kung familiar ka dun sa kanta ni Susan Fuentes, who's a Visayan singer, yung Miss Kita Kong Christmas. So ito naman, significant din ito dahil sa 1975 to ginawa at naging sikat dahil sumabay siya sa daloy ng Manila Sound na naging sikat noon.
From the 1500s to the 1900s, malayo na ang pinagbago ng Christmas songs natin. Nagkaroon ito ng local flavor, hindi lang sa wikang ginagamit, kundi lalo na sa nilalaman ng lyrics.
So, if we would look into the lyrics, it's very much experiential. Parang it covers the experience of Filipino Christmas, yung simoy ng hangin dito sa Pilipinas every Christmas, na hindi siya yung usual na tropical na heat. So, yun, kinapture yun ni Serapio Ramos. Tapos nun, kinapture ng Pasko na naman yung idea ng Misa de Aguinaldo or yung Don Mas natin na naging yearly tradition natin yun. And then, syempre, yung Noche Buena na naging practice siya in a lot of Christianized countries, and we have our own expression of what Noche Buena is.
Again, by the 90s, the recording industry had already boomed. Umabot na sa mas maraming tao ang mga kantang pinapatugtog pagpasko. At nakatulong ito ng sobra sa susunod na pag-uusapan natin. Eto na siya, si Jose Marichan. JMC had a lot of Christmas hits, but because of frequent radio airplay and its omnipresence, ang pinakakilala nating awit ay Christmas in Our Hearts. Ano bang inspiration ito?
Yung melody daw ng Christmas in Our Hearts ay galing sa isang kanta na sinulat niya para sa kaibigan niya na ang title ay Ang Tubig ay Buhay. So that was in 1988. So in 1990, his producer during that time, si Bella Tan, asked him to write a Christmas song. He tried to remember the Christmas songs that he grew up with. And itong mga songs na to ay puro yung mga American Christmas songs. And he singled out one song which was entitled Little Christmas Tree.
Little Christmas tree, no one to buy you, give yourself to me. You're worth your weight in precious gold.
And from there, he took the inspiration of starting off with a minor mode, going to a major mode, which is, sabi nga niya, very Filipino, coming from that Kundiman and Villancico structure or form. So maybe we can find that connection. Yung melody na naisip niya, influenced from the Christmas songs he grew up with, and yung Ang Tubig Ay Buhay in 1988. It became a really big hit in the 1990. Sabi nga ni Jose Marichan, double diamond seller daw yung kantang yun.
Grabe, double diamond! That's 800,000 copies sold. And to this day, guess what? Ang number one best-selling album pa rin sa buong Pilipinas ay ang Christmas album ni JMC. 1990 hanggang ngayon, bakit nasa puso pa rin ng Pinoy ang Christmas in Our Hearts? Hold on to that question, 'cause we'll be back after the break. This episode was made with support from PLDT Home, which believes that the strongest connections are meant to be shared. Tuwing Pasko, panay ang video call sa mga kamag-anak, pagbati sa mga kaibigan through messaging apps, at pati na rin last-minute online shopping. Kahit yung paborito mong Christmas carols, marami ng playlist na pwede mong stream. There's so much to do and so little time. But with a strong connection, siguradong happy ang inyong holidays. Magsiyahan, mag-awitan, at magmahalan with PLDT Home, the Philippines' fastest broadband. And now, back to the episode. Both Christmas in Our Hearts and its singers have their own charms. And yes, you heard that right. Singers! Dahil hindi lang si Jose Marichan ang kumakanta rito. Kasama niya ang anak niyang si Liza Chan. Pero balikan natin ang tambalan nila mamaya. Pag-usapan muna natin yung kanta. We're here with another special guest to break down the song for us.
I'm Lara Katrina Mendoza. I'm a teacher at Ateneo. I'm an assistant professor with the Development Studies Program. I'm a musician. I'm an ethnomusicologist. So in the CCP Encyclopedia of Arts, a music volume, I wrote about Jo Marichan several years ago. Just trying to really give an overview of his impact in the music scene of the Philippines, in a sense, OPM, his OPM contribution.
Okay, so usisain muna natin yung lyrics. Bukod sa opening line na kumalat sa internet dahil naging meme, you know, yung whenever I see girls and boys na ginawang whenever I see girls and boys and the boys and girls see me. Ano bang special dito?
The strongest appeal of the song is in its lyrics. It tells the Christ story. The lyrics hove to Pinoy sentimentalities with its appropriate religiosity, nativity scene story rooted in the Holy Family dynamics. Quote unquote, this season may we never forget the love we have for Jesus. So it's not as materialistic as people making lists, buying special gifts. Hindi siya ganon. Nakakapanglinis ng budhi yung kanta. Kasi it mentions virtues of giving, sharing, rather than taking, acquiring. It's not just feel good. It's a song that invites you to be good. So when you hear it at Christmas, it's a reminder of how beautiful and simple life can be if people are just kind and good to each other.
Totoo. And it speaks to our inner hopes, diba, for a bright tomorrow. Dahil yun din naman ang gusto nating lahat. Kaya napaka-uplifting ng kantang to. Speaking of lyrics, we also noticed that although Pinoy song ito, English ang salita.
It's something that we are used to as a people. We mimic styles from the West. Diba? So when we hear English, it's an aspirational language, diba? Ako, I'm a linguist rin, no? So parang I do not subscribe to the idea na dahil Inglesero ka, mas magaling ka or mas matalino ka. Okay, so hindi ako nagbe-believe doon. However, I cannot also discount the fact that if you hear somebody speaking English or Inglesero nga, parang biglang lume-level up yung tingin sa tao.
Krina has another take on this.
Kung sa 70s, karamihan ng mga awitin ay pinush nila na magsulat in Tagalog. In the 80s, tuloy pa rin naman yung pagsulat ng Tagalog, pero marami rin mga awitin na sinulat na in English na. If you know the hits of, let's say, Odette Quesada, yung mga Don't know what to do whenever you are near. Don't know what to say. Yung mga yun. Those songs became hits. And Jose Marie Chan was also known to write English lyrics rather than Tagalog. And maybe in the 1990s, this was yet again something new. And it caught on to the listeners na, uy, English na Christmas song na gawa ng isang Pinoy.
Mapapansin din natin na rooted sa Filipino Christmas experience ang mga instrumentong ginamit.
I believe that Christmas is true.
So with Jo Marie singing, it's a plucked, nakatikla siya sa keyboard, pero yung sound niya, sinisimulate niya yung plucked strings. Tapos ayun na, pumapasok na yung kampana, parang simbang gabi. Before you head to the refrain where his daughter comes in.
Let's sing Merry Christmas and a happy...
Tapos pumasok na yung drums. Meron pang, syempre may bass line. O, may bass guitar. Pero yun basically lang, it's a bass guitar. It's a synthesizer and sound effects. Yan. Yung matingkad talaga nun, ay yung significant nun, pumapasok yung kampana ng simbahan sa background and it punctuates the song.
Have you noticed that a lot of Christmas songs use bells? These bells? Tulad nga ng sinabi ni Lara, ang mga kampanang ito ang kadalasang naririnig sa simbahan. Tinatawag ang mga tao para dumalo sa simbang gabi, na isang original Pinoy tradition. Finally, we can't deny that Jose Marie Chan's voice gives us Christmas vibes. Not just because we hear his songs every Christmas, but because there's something in the quality of his voice.
Okay, so it's lilting, light, conversational. He sings kasi as if nakukwento lang siya sa listener. Siguro kaya magaan sa tenga. As a tenor, mataas yung boses niya. There's always an appeal pag mataas kasi childlike. So in that sense, it evokes something that is simple, uncomplicated. And because it's young, it's a young sound, it's not expected to be perfect or polished. In that sense, actually very raw nga si Jo Marie Kumantain. Very straight lang yung pag-deliver niya ng mga lines niya. At ganun din ang ginawa ni Lisa sa refrain. Wala silang mga Lea Salonga kulot sa huli na, alam mo yung mga the Broadway touch, yung biglang may hahabol na vibrato or biglang lalakas yung voice sa huli. Wala silang ganyan.
Kaya naman bumabalik ang alaala ng kabataan natin nung simple lang ang buhay at sabik na sabik tayo sa Pasko. The singing style and timbre of JMC's voice fit the season so perfectly at lalo pang pinaramdam sa Pinoy ang kahalagahan ng pamilya nung kaduet na niya ang anak niyang si Liza. Jose Marie Chan and Christmas in Our Hearts have found a special place in the Pinoy heart. Biruin nyo, mahigit 3 dekada ng kantang to pero buhay na buhay pa rin sa bawat pagdiriwang ng Pasko. At halatang excitement natin kay JMC dahil aminin nyo, September 1 pa lang, sineshare nyo agad yung meme niya na nakasilip sa pader. Oh, uli ko kayo no? Pero kidding aside, tulad ng lahat ng akdang parte ng Filipino Christmas music tradition, timeless talaga ang Christmas in Our Hearts dahil tumutugon ito sa mga malalalim na pangarap at sentimiento ng Pilipino. Anumang henerasyon tayo kabilang. Sabi nga ni Lara,
sa ethos natin sa Pinoy, di ba? We help each other, we're there for each other, you're kapit busy with somebody. That's why it's a beautiful song for the Christmas season because, you know, we have such a screwed up society and everything's just always dark. Then you hear this beautifully simple song with this uncomplicated voice and this eternal message lang of how it's to be, di ba, to just be good to one and all. Eh parang nakaka-comfort yon, nakaka-ground.
Muli, ako si Macy Hoven, ang inyong host at producer ng Musikalikot. Don't forget to subscribe to Musikalikot on Spotify or wherever you listen. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Pakinggan ang iba pang episode sa kabila naming podcast, ang Musikalikot Extended Play. Ang Musikalikot ay isang Puma Podcast production. Special thanks to Kai Bartolome for the sound design. Salamat kay Trisha Aquino para sa editorial support at kay Hannah Pagela para sa additional research. The Pastores music clip you heard was from the archives of the Cultural Center of the Philippines. This episode was edited by Nico Bolante. If you liked this episode, you can also check out another Puma podcast show, Teka Teka, and look for the episode titled, What Makes a Christmas Song Filipino? Dito kinausap natin si June De Leon, former chairperson of the NCCA, about this. May mga kwento rin siya tungkol sa ama niyang si Felipe De Leon. You know, the man who composed Payapang Daigdig, Noche Buena, and Pasko Na Naman. Hanggang sa susunod na session!
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.